Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's podcast is part three of the participle clauses topic. In previous podcasts, we've looked at present participle clauses. For example, knowing about the sensitive situation, she avoided the topic. And past participle clauses. For example, prepared correctly, this dish is absolutely delicious. If you haven't listened to these episodes yet, I recommend you go back and listen. Today's episode is all about perfect participle clauses. And just to remind you, participle clauses are used to shorten sentences. So let's take a look at the structure of a perfect participle clause. So we need the word having, so have in the gerund form, having, and then the past participle of the verb. Having and then the past participle. We use this structure to show that an action was finished before the action in the main clause. So let's look at an example sentence. Having waited in the queue for an hour, she decided to give up and go home. So the main clause here is she decided to give up and go home. But there was an action that finished before this action in the main clause, and that was she was waiting in the queue. So we use the structure, having waited in the queue for an hour, she decided to give up and go home. The action of waiting in the queue occurred before she gave up and went home. Another example. Having been told he would never be a professional athlete, he was immensely proud to qualify for the Olympic Games. Again, the main clause is he was immensely proud to qualify for the Olympic Games. And what happened before that? What was the action? Well, he was told he would never be a professional athlete. So we say, having been told he would never be a professional athlete, he was immensely proud to qualify for the Olympic Games. These are more economical or shorter ways of getting to the point. A longer sentence would be, she had been waiting in the queue for over an hour, so decided to give up and go home. Or, he was once told that he would never be a professional athlete, so he was immensely proud to qualify for the Olympic Games. That's the structure, that's why we use it. Now it's time for you to practice. So I'm going to give you some sentences, longer sentences, and I want you to change them into participle sentences, perfect participle sentences. So I'm going to give you three sentences. I recommend that you pause the podcast after each sentence, write it down, write your new sentence, and then continue. I'll give you the answers at the end. So number one, Emma had lived in a foreign country before, so was used to the challenges of learning a new language. Number two, John had just spent £10,000 on a new car, so he decided not to go on holiday. And number three, we had finished our beers, so went back home. Okay, those are the three sentences. As I said, make sure you pause the podcast and write them down and then write your answers. Here are the answers, so if you haven't got them yet, make sure you press pause. Okay, so the answers. Number one, the original sentence. Emma had lived in a foreign country before, so she was used to the challenges of learning a new language. Here's the participle sentence. Having lived in a foreign country, Emma was used to the challenges of learning a new language. Having lived in a foreign country, or having lived in a foreign country before, Emma was used to the challenges of learning a new language. Number two, the original sentence was, John had just spent £10,000 on a new car, so he decided not to go on holiday. And the participle sentence is, having spent £10,000 on a new car, John decided not to go on holiday. Having spent or having just spent £10,000 on a new car, John decided not to go on holiday. And number three, the original sentence, we had finished our beers, so we went back home. And the participle sentence is, having finished our beers, we went back home. Having finished our beers, we went back home. So how did you do? It's not an easy grammar point, and it's even harder to use in your everyday language, but it's important at this stage to have a clear understanding of why and how we use it. So that's all for today's podcast about perfect participle clauses. I hope it was educational. I hope you learned something today. Remember, if you have any ideas for grammar points or anything else you'd like me to discuss on these podcasts, then you can send me an email. I always like hearing from listeners. You can find my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.